Hello and welcome. You're listening to Speaking of Urology, the official podcast for Urology Times. As always, our commitment is to deliver urologists and allied health professionals timely and informative insights from leaders in the specialty. Our exclusive interviews bring expert analysis, practice advice, and policy perspectives to help our listeners practice more efficiently. I'm your host and assistant editor, Janelle Hart. Today I'm speaking with Dr. Stacy Loeb. She discusses the findings of a recent Journal of Urology study called Representation in Online Prostate Cancer Content Lacks Racial and Ethnic Diversity, Implications for Black and Latinx Men. More specifically, she explains how these findings emphasize the need for content creators to focus more on equity, diversity, and inclusion when it comes to online medical literature. Loeb is a professor in the departments of Urology and Population Health at the NYU Grossman School of Medicine in New York City, New York. So could you please discuss the background for this research?
Social media and digital health have really taken off over the past several years, and there are sure a lot of benefits for our patients. It's a great way of disseminating information and learning about the latest research and clinical opportunities. At the same time, there are also a lot of harms, and we've done a lot of research on the spread of misinformation about prostate cancer and other urological issues on social media. One question that has not really been explored is the representation of racial and ethnic diversity in online content about prostate cancer. We know that Black men in the United States have a higher incidence of prostate cancer diagnosis, as well as a higher mortality rate from prostate cancer. But what is unknown is the representation in online content about prostate cancer. So that was really the rationale for this study.
And so what were some of the notable findings of this study, and were any of them surprising to you or your co-authors?
The notable findings of this study are that we looked at the top 150 hits that come up in a Google search for prostate cancer, and the top 150 videos that come up on YouTube for prostate cancer. We chose these because Google is the number one search engine used in the US, and YouTube is the most common social network that is used in the US. So we basically were interested to see what is it that our patients and the general public are seeing when they search for prostate cancer on these sources. And what we found is that among all the websites and the videos that depicted people in the material, that Black patients were underrepresented, as were Latinx patients. And not to mention additionally that most of the content was either poor quality, written at too high of a reading level for consumer health education, or not readily actionable for lay health consumers. So when you put all these factors together, did the content have racial and ethnic diverse representation? Was the content presented at the recommended reading level for consumers? And did the content provide actionable information? And there was actually not a single website or video that fulfilled all of the criteria. So I think it's bad news, but it does showcase what we can do better.
So what do you think can be done to improve the representation for Black and Latinx men in online content about prostate cancer?
I think the first step is to call out the problem, which is what we're doing in this study. Our next steps are to look at the impact that this has for patients. So we're in the midst of several follow-up studies, both quantitative studies, actually a randomized trial, looking at the impact that this has on trust in the information that's presented, and some qualitative work surrounding health communication preferences. But, you know, for content creators, I think that being very attentive to representation of diversity in the content is very important, as well as the understandability if you're creating patient education materials. The recommended reading level is sixth grade for consumer health education. And a lot of the online material is written at a reading level that is college educated or beyond. So it could be very difficult for lay health consumers who do not have a medical background to understand some of the medical jargon if it is not appropriately explained. And there's a lot of criteria and useful guidance out there in terms of how to create good patient education materials.
So in this study, what is the take-home message for the practicing urologist?
Well, the take-home message is that the current landscape of online materials about prostate cancer is generally pretty bleak. There is a lack of racial and ethnic diversity. There's a lot of material that contains medical jargon that is not understandable or actionable for patients. And there's also misinformation. So the take-home messages for urologists and other healthcare professionals is that we should help source content for our patients and provide suggested links and readings that have already been vetted for our patients to get additional information. And also participating in the online discourse is very important, because the only way that we can start to improve the overall quality and the solution to pollution is dilution. So as many of us play an active part in making high quality content, then the tides will hopefully begin to turn.
Be sure to subscribe to Speaking of Urology on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps. You can get the latest in urology news, practice management advice, and health policy updates by visiting www.urologytimes.com. Thank you for listening.